You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Lionfish are beautiful to look at, but Captain Don Voss, Operations Director for the Marine Cleanup Initiative, wants you to know just how bad these invasive fish are for the local environment. His group will sponsor a lionfish safari along the Treasure Coast from July 19th till the 21st. He joins us now. Captain Voss, what's the problem with lionfish in our local waters?
Well, they are ferocious eaters. Let me just say a mature female lionfish can produce 20 to 40,000 eggs every 4 days.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good. We had where we had two or three in 1986, now we have gazillions of them. The maps are just overwhelming at the spotting them. They come in and they'll eat anything. They'll eat crustaceans. They'll eat fish up to 50 to 60% their own size.
Where do they come from?
They are a Pacific Rim tropical fish that are very interesting and beautiful in their appearance. And they were brought into the aquarium trade. And apparently around 1986, either some got too large in their aquariums or whatever, but there was at least two released into the waterway that found each other and started mating, and now we have a problem.
Are they any direct threat to human beings?
Sooner or later, someone's going to be swimming and get stung by one, and then people are going to become aware. And what we're trying to do is be proactive and let people know ahead of time, because I've been stung, and it made my arm get pretty big. I can't imagine what it would do to a six-year-old.
I'm assuming that they have no natural predators here?
That is the problem. In the Pacific, they only seem to grow to about 6 or 7 inches long, and then for some reason, they don't last any longer. Fish like them at that size, or for whatever reason. In the Pacific, they're under control, and everything is lives just like everything else does. There's some large, some small of everything. Over here, they're up to 17 inches and 3 and 4 pounds, and geez, the toxins in those kind of fish are just overwhelming.
Who do you want to enter and be a part of this?
We would like fishermen with boats, and we would like divers to get together. The fishermen and the boaters already know where the artificial reefs are. They're probably aware of where they used to catch lots of groupers and snappers. They aren't catching them now. That's probably where the lionfish are. So people with boats that could take teams of four divers out there and drop them off would be very important. Next, we need teams of divers. There's going to be cash prizes and awards for people that catch the biggest, the smallest, the most. And that will be in male, female, and youth categories.
How do you catch a lionfish?
Very few of them are caught with hooks and bait, although they have been caught that way. To go out and successfully remove them, use nets or some kind of a suction tube to suck them in, or more readily, a device, multi-pronged spear gun.
And your safari will be all along the Treasure Coast?
Yes, you can leave anywhere from Martin County, St. Lucie County, or Indian River County, but we want them in our reefs. We don't want frozen fish that you've gotten from the Bahamas and brought back over. We want them to, and we can tell because we're going to have scientists there because we're doing this for research as well.
You can find out more about the lionfish safari by following the link on our website, WQCS.org. You can also check them out on Facebook at Treasure Coast Lionfish Safari. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.